This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America this weekend. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All righty, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we are going to talk about Iran, but we've got to start talking about the big ICE roundup that's going to be taking place this weekend on Sunday. They've telegraphed it all around the country to let the people know that ICE is coming to all these big blue cities and these states that think they're sanctuary states, including California. And the big news about all of this right now is the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, not only has condemned the Trump administration over the planned raids of the migrant communities, but said that she's ordered her police to cut federal agents' access to databases related to immigration enforcement activities. Now, that is obstruction, and that could get her or anybody that was doing that arrested.
Well, that's certainly true, and so what we're going to be seeing, perhaps, we understand that there's several, a few thousand of these individuals who have already been issued deportation orders.
Yep.
So they're not simply going into the streets and rounding people up, as I'm sure it will be characterized in some way, shape, or form. But I think people should ask themselves the question, are we to obey the law or are we not to obey the law? Is it okay for you and I to simply not obey the law? But this is an enforcement of the law, and it will have political ramifications because of the way that it will be talked about and spun, of course. But you're right. Those who decide that they're going to try to obstruct the federal government in its lawful activity of deporting illegal aliens, well, they may run into some problems of their own legally.
Well, this is what we're going to hear, and it's going to come from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she's already done it. There was a Twitter post the other day by a young man named Nicholas Balase, who recorded Ocasio-Cortez making the following comments. Listen to this.
Do you think that people are undervaluing immigrants' lives when they are attacking you for using that term?
Absolutely. I think they absolutely are. And when you actually look at, first of all, I'm absolutely comfortable using that term because it is rooted in that academic definition. Oftentimes when people, you know, when the term concentration camp is evoked, what people think of are extermination camps. They think of Auschwitz.
Well, yeah, of course we think of extermination camps like Auschwitz or whatever, wherever they were gassing the Jews and all that. Of course we do.
Well, sure, that was the connotation that I think she, in my opinion, she wanted to give out when she used that term. And, you know, it's these kinds of incendiary terminologies, Captain, like, for example, you're arguing with someone and then you decide, well, you're just Hitler. I'm going to call you Hitler from now on, and that's somehow I'm going to win the argument. Well, by throwing out concentration camps, again, we begin to diminish the actual horrors that the Nazis brought upon the Jewish people when we use it as a cheap political term to try to get some kind of airtime and get a soundbite somewhere.
Now, we wouldn't have even known that she had said this if it hadn't been for this young man, Nicholas Balassi, wherever she was at, wherever she said this, he turned out his recording device on his smartphone and stuck that over towards her so that they could hear her. That's why you heard all the noise around her.
Right, and I think there's another clip of her being on some kind of live chat or something with that I seem to recall seeing on the news. But either way, it's these kinds of things where we no longer can. In other words, once you come out and go, you're running concentration camps. It front loads everything. We can no longer have an actual discussion. And in fact, Captain, you saw what happened to Chuck Todd when he tried to call out Ocasio-Cortez for using this kind of terminology. Then he starts getting the wrath of the left coming at him.
But some of the teenagers, some of the young folks that were children, teenagers and whatnot, that were in the Japanese internment camps. Now that they're talking about taking these illegals, the children and some of the families, they're putting them out there at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, which is where they sent them back in World War II. They're calling this wrong. They're calling them the same, using the same terminology, and it's just not true.
Well, there isn't really the parallel there. I think if you go back into the history of World War II, and certainly, you know, here in California, Captain, from time to time, as I travel through the state, you know, you go by what was Manzanar, you know, and it, you know, these days we would never think of any kind of thing ever occurring, of what happened in history during World War II. But that was during war, but this is something that where people are trying to come to this country illegally. It's really apples and oranges. And while today we would never ever consider having any place like Manzanar ever again,
alrighty,
we're looking at what's happening at the border.
Got to take a break, folks, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast in a weekend edition all across America. And if you want to get involved, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. And I'm coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and it's the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting as I do live every weekend and every weekday, Monday through Friday, right here from Tampa, Florida, my flagship station. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, folks, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on just about 2.5 to 3 years. I can't tell you exactly because I don't really remember exactly, but it's 2.5 to 3 years. Now, my problem is I've been shot, stabbed, blown up, burned, buried alive, and broken a lot of bones, all in the line of duty, both in the military and as a professional firefighter. And as you know, many of you know, I got caught up in 9/11, September 11th, and that ended my career because of what happened there. But arthritis has now become my worst enemy. Now, I had bursitis, and I had to have shots every now and then and all that stuff, but it set into arthritis, and everybody that knows what arthritis is knows it's very painful. So I was taking Mobic and Flexeril, and I had taken it for a number of years, about 10 years. And all of a sudden, one day, I said, nope, that's it, I'm done. So I started to take Aleve. But the problem with the Aleve was I had to take 2 in the morning, 2 at lunch, and 2 at night to cut the pain. And I'm serious about that. And that's not a good thing. Now, my doctor agreed I was okay to do that as long as I took it with meals, but not to take it on an empty stomach because it can encourage internal bleeding. So that's what I did. And then one day I said, no, wait a minute. I heard about this Relief Factor. As a matter of fact, it was my buddy Mike Gallagher that was advertising it. And I says, man, I'm going to give this a shot. So I did. I tried the starter pack, the 1995 starter pack, and it worked. Absolutely flat out positively worked for me. So Pete Talbot, Seth Talbot, his son, made me an offer that I can't refuse. And here's the offer I'm going to make you. Try the starter pack. You've got nothing to lose. Try the starter pack, except your pain. You can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the Relief Factor logo that's there, or you can go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And if you do that, then you'll find out what I found out. simply that it works. Plain and simple. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. And, Kyle, got to talk about Iran now because, of course, we can't get out of Dodge without talking about it. Now, the president said that he was not looking for war with Iran because it would be obliteration on the part of what we would do to Iran if they wanted to start a war.
Well, exactly right. And I think that certainly if that were to be the case, the United States and its allies would be victorious over the Iran forces. But the president is not looking for something like that. Speaker Pelosi, of course, said the American people have no appetite for war. I think it's a little bit redundant for her to say that because the American people never really have an appetite for war. We always want to try to avoid it. However, we do not shy away from it if it comes our way. But President Trump is doing very well to show that he was actually, I think, very merciful in this by not wanting to have a strike that would have resulted in many casualties or what I guess in the technical terminology would be a disproportionate response. But that doesn't mean that there is going to be no response or that the United States isn't going to react to what.
And let me just stop you right there, because here's what's going to happen. Now, a lot of the prognosticators that know much more than I do. I follow this. I watch the reports out of CENTCOM and the Fifth Fleet religiously to try to get an idea of what's going on. But a lot of the prognosticators are saying, here's what we just did. We emboldened Iran. They're going to sink a tanker or worse. Someone's going to get hurt or killed. And then it's going to start the shooting war. But I'm here to tell you that if they do that, they do it at their own peril, because there will be hell to play, and all those assets that were in play are still in play.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, I don't think for a minute that Iran is going to somehow back off, per se.
They can't.
Yeah, well, exactly. But I think the president, in showing that he did not want to create a long list of casualties, that he is actually buttressing his own position, that the United States is trying to avoid a conflict. But what may happen, of course, is Iran may do exactly what you just said, and that is going to mean that the United States is going to have to take care of business with Iran.
Well, listen to what Mayor Pete. Well, I keep calling him Mayor Pete Butt. All right, that's all right, Mayor Pete Butt. We'll do that. Listen to what he had to say, because he chimed in on this very subject.
President, today, how would you respond to the escalating tensions with Iran?
Well, I would first respond by engaging our allies. This is not the kind of situation that you want to deal with alone. We would also need to respond by signaling that Iran needs to stop with provocations, but do it in a way that demonstrates our understanding that this cannot be allowed to escalate into a more and more violent situation. Right now, we are in an extremely dangerous moment. The President of the United States has trouble making decisions and is relatively easy to manipulate. The Congress of the United States has expressed relatively little interest until recently in its own legal war powers. The position of Secretary of Defense of the United States is vacant. Iran is seeking to exploit all of these dynamics, and we are isolated from our allies. This is exactly the kind of recipe that could lead to an escalation and a confrontation that would, in the end, be outside of the control of both U.S. and Iranian leaders, which is exactly what we've got to prevent. So I think we need to engage our allies, we need to find a pathway to de-escalation, and we need to do so in a way that signals to Iran that further provocation will be against their interests, not only ours.
Everything he said the president's already doing, Kyle, that's number one. And number two, Mark Esper, who happens to be the designate to be the next Department of Defense, Secretary of Department of Defense, happens to be a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel. And the person that's going to take the place of him as Secretary of the Army, where he came from, is an Army Ranger who graduated from West Point. Now, does it get any – oh, and by the way, so didn't Esper's. So does it get any better?
No, I don't think so.
So Mayor Pete Butt is acting like the butt that I keep calling him.
Well, I would take issue with Mayor Pete on the following thing. He can say what he wants about engaging allies and all these kinds of things, but because he's trying to sound presidential but as a candidate.
And he did serve in the military.
He did, yes.
But he was a desk jockey.
Yeah. But if you're running for president and you want to be the commander-in-chief, I think it's very, very bad form to try to intimate that the current commander-in-chief, quote-unquote, has trouble making decisions and is easily manipulated. What kind of message, Mayor Pete, does that send to the enemy who's sitting there trying to make their gauge, well, maybe we could hit them harder, and now Trump won't do anything? You know, again, it's all politicized, and I think it's shameful for a candidate who's seeking the highest office. Who cares?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You just hit the nail right on the head, and I totally agree with you, because if they do hit us harder, and they do in fact sink a ship, which is what I think they're gearing for, they really would like to block the Straits of Hormuz somehow, and sinking a ship would do it, because technically, who would want to go through the Straits of Hormuz with any type of ship? Nobody. So, consequently, that's where they're at. So I do believe that he is emboldening them himself with the language that he's using.
Well, exactly right. And this is the thing. Especially in wartime, or if you're gearing up for it for some reason, the politics needs to stop at the shoreline. And when will these candidates figure this out? Because what are you trying to do? Just gain some more political points and get some voters?
Yes, and it's all about America first. It's got to be about America first and not some stupid political party.
I couldn't have said it better, Captain. You're absolutely right. That's
yeah,
right.
And that's the problem. These guys are playing politics. Now, we've talked a lot about Iran during this segment, which, of course, we did. And it is what it is, and I'll tell you this much. It's all coming out to bear. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen here over the next month or so. And again, as I'm telling you, I believe that Iran is going to really, really do something that's going to escalate this thing way up, and we're going to have no choice but to have to do pretty much what we were going to do to begin with, was to take out their command and control, their surface-to-air missile sites, go after their fast boat bases, and say, okay, here we are. And then, like Lindsey Graham said, which is something I knew a week ago and couldn't say because we weren't supposed to, Lindsey Graham comes out and says, oh, by the way, they've got two refineries. They just might lose one of them.
I know. Well,
and again, I heard him say it when we were on the conference call with him, and we couldn't talk about it. We were sworn to secrecy. And then he comes out and just rams it right out.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, in the Tampa Bay area, this region, or if you're anywhere where you'd like to drive down to see something that definitely is history again, how about the SOCOM 2019 Warrior Games right here in Tampa, Florida? They're all being headquartered out of the Tampa Convention Center and then going from there. And I'm very much involved in that as an event announcer. All righty, I'll be right back. Don't go.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas will be deploying 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. This is all being done to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with border security efforts. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the deployment is supposed to help with the humanitarian crisis, but then also says Congress needs to do more to set aside funding for resources at the border.
Every child who's not being taken care of adequately at the border. Congress is an accomplice to any harm they suffer.
President Trump on why he decided to call off the airstrike against Iran.
Here we are sitting with 150 dead people. That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press, that entire interview will air this Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
By the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast on the weekend edition. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico. Geico Insurance. You know that little gecko that runs around? Hey, it's not just about him. It's about you. And it's about how you, whether you drive a car or whether you drive a truck, you can save money, and I mean money, on your car or truck insurance. By the way, you also, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, or even a snowmobile, because, yep, they're still riding snowmobiles out west. It's snowing in the Rockies up above 6,000 feet in the Sierra Nevadas. And they can also help you with your homeowner and renter's insurance, too. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to get a quote there or find out where your local agent is. And you might want to check the phone book, too. Take a look in the phone book to see if you have a local representative right there by you. And more than likely, you probably do. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got to talk about the border. Because House Democrats yesterday unveiled a $4.5 billion border measure. Now, this is to respond to the growing humanitarian crisis at the southern border and the government's responsibility to care for tens of thousands of migrant refugees seeking safety in the United States under its asylum laws, which we must change.
Well, that's right, and certainly, otherwise, if this money's not there, it's going to run out very, very soon. And the crisis on the border, of course, Captain, is there for a couple of different reasons. Number one, people understand that they can try to get across the border illegally. They can pay a coyote to bring them over, that kind of thing. And at the same time, they're getting the mixed messages from some different states in the union here, which say, come to our state, you'll get free health care. Come to our state, it's a
gee, that's California.
Well, yes, yes, very much so, as a matter of fact.
Are you broke yet out there?
we're heading that direction very, very quickly.
Oh, wait a minute. Your governor yesterday made a comment, and when he said it, I said the guy is high on drugs. He said California is the model for the rest of the country.
Well, in their mind...
He did say that.
Yeah, well, in their mind it is. I think on a different level as well, it works like this, and that is that California is really become a mono-party state. The Democrats literally control everything. There is a small Republican, grouping, as it were, in the state legislature, but it would be very difficult to ever get a majority, obviously, or a Republican governor. So the Democrats can literally do whatever they want. That means higher taxation. That means the health care for illegal immigrants. Not talking about emergency.
When you leave
ongoing. Well, a lot of people are leaving.
When are you leaving?
Well, that could be in the offing here one of these days.
Come on down. We got lots of room in Florida for you.
And
you can do down here what you're doing up there.
That's right.
Now, here's the other thing about the border. The Texas governor, Abbott, ordered 1,000 troops to the border for the areas down there where they've been sneaking in across the border. Last month, the National Guard was given credit for helping bring in 100,000 illegals.
Well, that's right. And Governor Abbott is laying the problems, obviously, along the Texas border there, and border in general, but especially in Texas, right at the feet of Congress, and saying Congress is not doing its job. So he's deploying these troops. We understand it will be paid for by federal money, but he's making a very, very strong statement here, and especially in the aftermath that there are the reports of neglected children at Texas border facilities. They're trying to make sure that obviously is taken care of, and that there's enough people there to actually help the people that are coming in.
Now, Telemundo on Friday had some Democratic candidates there talking about different issues and whatnot at a conference that they had. It was the annual Naleo Miami conference. Now, here is what former Governor John Hickenlooper of Colorado had to say about the illegal situation. Listen to this.
Governor, following up on that question, would you consider including the 11 million undocumented immigrants in that insurance?
Well, I think this country has for a long time recognized that health care is a vital part of our culture. When we train our doctors, they are instructed to make sure they take care of all people. It doesn't matter whether you're documented or not, you show up at a hospital and you receive care. Now, I'm not sure that we're ready to go to provide full health care to 11 million undocumented workers yet, because we haven't provided to all of our own people. But I think that's certainly a progression, that once we get to comprehensive immigration reform and we get a system that finally works and recognizes that, right now we have 7.5 million unfilled jobs and only 6.3 million people looking. We need every worker we can get. Let's get that comprehensive immigration reform, and then absolutely, once we're in balance, I think that would be the next step.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
Who's paying for that?
Well, you, me, other taxpayers, certainly. But in other words, what's happening nowadays is the kind of question that he got and the way that he responded to it is really kind of I guess some would call it virtue signaling, or they're going to say that, I have this amazing plan that has no real practical ability to actually be done anytime soon. And even though maybe it's not the best idea, we're still going to say that we're going to do it. But in so many ways, Captain, it's just the words that they're saying. And they say the words believing that people, vote, some particular voters are going to hear that and they're going to say, good, I'm going to vote for this guy. But it's really just stuff they're saying to get attention and to try to get polling data pull some polling percentages, basically.
Now, the Dems debate the other night showed that Joe Biden is definitely going to be the target, because even when he wasn't in the first debate, he was talked about, and all the other Dems went after him. Now, his son has become an issue now. Hunter with some of the things that are coming to life about how he wound up with millions of dollars from a foreign government for something that he wasn't even qualified to do, being paid to do as a consultant, which is kind of odd. But they're going after Joe, and Joe's numbers are starting to slip a little bit. Elizabeth Warren's gone by Bernie. What's going on here?
Well, I think that what we're witnessing is the fact that, yes, Joe Biden can get into the race. Yes, he will have the immediate name recognition. He sort of obviously has sort of a seniority over all the other candidates by virtue of being the vice president, a former vice president. But what's happened is the shift has become so great that they are going to extinguish his candidacy as quickly as they possibly can. They will hit him on the stuff with his son. They'll hit him on the stuff where he talked about trying to get things done in the Senate and talk about these were segregationalists and so on, try to call him a racist. They'll do everything they can because no matter what, Joe Biden just doesn't comport with the new direction of the far left Democrat socialist agenda, basically. And in a different world, perhaps in a different time, perhaps 10 years ago, Joe Biden would be the de facto nominee and he'd probably get it.
Now, the other thing is, and we'll wrap up with this, apparently right now the Dominican Republic is, if you're an American, not the place to go. I would certainly not go there with another American showing up dead. I don't know how many this week it was, but we heard like two or three, or it might have been more than that. But the fact of the matter is that we do have Americans that are dying because of whatever's going on at the Dominican Republic. There may be some other people, but Americans in particular seem to be the number one source of the deaths lately when it comes to tourists in the Dominican Republic. And I, myself personally, based on what I keep hearing, and what I keep seeing, the Dominican Republic is not on one of my lists.
No, it's not, and it should not be until obviously there is some kind of explanation or connection made where it can be shown that, okay, this has been taken care of and the mystery is solved, in other words. But that's right. And if this were happening in any other place, city, vacation destination, I think the reaction would be exactly the same. And it's just common sense at that point. If so many people are dying or so many people are getting sick, then you just have to do what's right. You have to, you know, stay away from that kind of thing.
All righty. And why don't you tell us how we can hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you bright and early on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And by the way, today I'm going to be out at the Eagles Golf Course, which is in Odessa, and I'll be there because of the Warrior Games, the 2019 Warrior Games. Stop on by. Come on out if you'd like. Watch the Warriors play a little golf and the awards ceremony that will go on afterwards. But then starting Sunday, all the different events that are going on, there'll be events going on at the University of South Florida, field, wheelchair tennis, and the cycling time trials along Bayshore Boulevard here in Tampa. So every day it'll be something different, and I'll be telling you what's going on. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look at the highways and byways, too. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, just a little song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. That's the original Rooster Cruisin'. Ain't nothing wrong with my radio. And you might have heard somebody do that a little bit later on, but that's the original song back in the 70s by Ray Carlisle. Now, let's get right on over here to the weather, because we got a mess going on again this weekend. And I'm going to tell you, here we go, that... starting out, let's see, severe thunderstorms along with a potential for flash flooding are forecast over portions of the central U.S. Saturday. Now, these threats are forecast along with the leading warm front from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the southeast and a trailing cold front stretching from low pressure tracking across Iowa southwest into the Texas Panhandle, damaging straight line winds. Very large hail will be possible. Maybe even a tornado or two along the way. Now, let me just tell you that we have definitely got some weather tonight that you need to pay attention to. Let me start in the southeast, because up around Atlanta, in North Georgia, and along I-20 and I-75, north and south, through Atlanta up into about Kennesaw, you've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings going on. You've also got a flood watch in effect right now, right along the South Carolina border with Georgia, in the northwestern part of South Carolina. So be advised there. There's been a lot of rain in that area. And there's even a couple of tornado watches going on right now just over the border in South Carolina around Augusta, in that area. And you've got a high heat warning today in the Savannah, Georgia area, as well as up into South Carolina, up towards Myrtle Beach. The heat indexes will rise well over 100 degrees, up around 105 or maybe higher. And then in the central part of the country, West Virginia, all across the central part of West Virginia, you have rain. In the southwestern corner of Indiana, you have rain and some flood watches there. Across the central part of Illinois tonight, you've got rain and some flood watches there. This is I-64 and I-70 we're talking about there, and parts of I-57 and let's see. Yeah, I-57, you're going to have some rain through Effingham and whatnot, and I-70 there, too. Now, going out towards Missouri, the northern part of Missouri, Columbia North, off I-70, you're going to have rain. You're going to have flood watches and flood warnings there. Also some rain in southern Iowa tonight. And out there in Kansas, we've got an area there of thunderstorms and severe thunderstorm watches, warnings. We've got in the southern part of Kansas, we've got some heavy rain, it looks like right now, as well as down into the central portion and the eastern portion, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, of Oklahoma. And some very bad air conditions across Albuquerque, New Mexico, and parts of western New Mexico. A fire threat advisory right now in New Mexico from El Paso west all the way to Arizona. Fire threat advisory in the Sacramento Valley of California. You've got a freeze warning again in the eastern part of Nevada, in the higher elevations especially. Also up in Wyoming, higher elevations, a freeze warning in the western part of Wyoming. Now tonight we have snow in the Rockies, in the Denver, Colorado area, and west of Denver climbing up above. Again, the snow level is 6,000 feet, and the higher you go, the more it's snowing. So if you're going west out of Denver or west off I-25, you're going to run into some snow out there, as well as some flood watches. It looks like where it's not snowing, it's raining up over the top of the rocks as you come down the other side towards Utah. Some unsettled weather conditions up tonight in the northeastern part of Montana, where we've got a little bit of snow up there in the higher elevations, and not telling what it's going to do right now down below, but the northeastern part of Montana, you could have some weather. Now, in Maine, the final report here in Maine, you have got some unsettled weather conditions there, and we'll just have to see what happens, but Everything is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Now, your Pilot and Flying J is not your dad's average truck stop anymore. Things have gotten a lot better amenities. You certainly have got some very well-recognized eating establishments there now. So give them a try out there in the highway, pull into the Pilot that you see of the Flying J, and you might be surprised at what you get. All righty. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Happy weekend.
Good morning. Happy weekend to you.
Yep, I'm going to be very busy starting now, and I'll be basically out of touch until next Sunday because of what's going on with the Warrior games. But, you know, I'll do the best I can. So the president ordered and then canceled the air and naval strikes against Iran. There's some people saying that that's only going to lead Iran to do some bigger and better things. If they do, I'm going to say that we didn't leave the strikes off the table. They still got to be there somewhere.
Well, from what I can gather, they've pretty much been taken off the board. We may try a few other things, but we won't be doing any kind of strikes anytime.
No, we're going to be doing politicking now, and we're going to try to get a coalition, if you will, in the works, and it's going to go via the UN and all that. But if they fire at a ship and hit it, one of ours, if they sink a tanker, or if they injure one of our warriors or more, then there's going to be hell to pay. That's my opinion.
Okay. I hear your opinion.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing from the people I talk to that are wearing the stars and bars, as they like to say. But anyway, so what do you think? The Democrats are just going, well, he's weak, he's not a president, and he waffled. I mean, I'm hearing all kinds of crap right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was, you know, what their point is that he was talking tough and then he backed down. You know, whatever he does, he can't win with them.
Okay, nah, true, and it's not even going to work that way. Now, the other thing is, let's see here. The president confirmed that we were locked and loaded to retaliate. Everything, we stood down. But again, the assets are in play if we want to use them again. That's what I've been told by everybody that has something to say so over in the military side. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, that's all we can necessarily do. There could be some additional sanctions that happen. There could be some back channels here, which I think definitely is going on. I think there's still the cyber operations that, I would say are probably happening already.
Mm-hmm. All right, I agree with you. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back right after the top of the hour news. And, I'll tell you what, it is a great night, a great day in the afternoon and in the evening, and we're just getting ready to light the airwaves up here with Denise Simon in just a minute. So hang on. I'll be right back. And don't forget, this program is all about we the people. Hour number two of the weekend edition coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.